down McKenzie.
It's a case of any one player on the substitutes bench. He's replaced any one of the starting 11.
McKenzie with a ball over the top and offside. Flag goes up immediately against Andy Parkinson. Starting goal here, the Millers. Rotherscum, as they've been called here by Wendy. It's going to go down to Morecambe. Oh, it's no more. Mansfield Town, nil, Notts County, nil. 3-0 to Mansfield was my prediction on Stagsnet. How deluded am I? Is that all goes over the top? And the penalty is given. Mansfield pull to the ground and Mansfield have a real opportunity here. Kevin Perkins doesn't want to give the ball back.
That was furious for the assistant.
Well, that's going to get Adam Tan, I think. Is it Adam Tan?
Yeah,
it's Tan. No, it's not. It's Austin McCann.
The referee forward.
Well, yes it was. The referee thought that Hampshire would fall to the ground. Nicky Boulding is going to be the man to take it. Boulding against Pilkington. What an opportunity for Mansfield. What an opportunity this could be for Nicky Boulding. Everybody holds their breath around Field Mill, apart from the 1,300 or so behind the goal in the north stand. Boulding, he's missed one this season. Come on, Mickey. Steps up, left foot, yes! Yes! Mickey Boulding makes it Mansfield Town 1, Notts County 0, with 11 minutes gone at the second half. The Stags are in front of you, Marshall.
Yeah, that's why the penalty. It's off to a step. Fucking penalty. The most creative and positive thing I'm sure is really good, isn't it?
The scoreline coming in, Stockport 1, Chester 1, Hereford down to 10 men. Mansfield 1-0 up at Field Mill. Nicky Boulding from the penalty spot. Himself in possession. Now then, what does this mean? Now, will this open up the game even wider? 2 miles Weston is on the ball. Dawson with the challenge. The referee pulls the ball back for a foul on Neil McKenzie. By Stephen Dawson. A quarter of an hour gone, half an hour left, Steve.
Well, you talked and touched on from the last home game that we're sick and tired of seeing away fans celebrate from the end of the 90 minutes. Let's keep us fingers crossed, Nigel, that it's the start of that fantastic sporting weekend we talked about. Nigel, and that's exactly what happened. That penalty, a little bit, it's a bit high gas penalty, but that little bit of luck that Mansfield needed to get a kick start in this game, and that second goal there for Boulding, just streaks of confidence in it from Simon Brown all the way down to the finish.
2 goals in 5 minutes for Michael Boulding, but take nothing away from that work from Simon Brown, which is absolutely awesome. Jake Buxton is late there on Spencer Weir Daly.
Things I really, really like about playing Notts County and getting one above them and getting goals against them is looking at the local press who for so many years have said, we don't care about Mansfield, we don't care about Mansfield. There's a guy sat down next to us, put the desk in frustration and let's get going to and drive Tyson.
McKenzie range, free kick, Neil McKenzie is over it. Mansfield know all about Neil McKenzie, do not underestimate this. It's a chip actually. But it was good shoot, he didn't. Comes back out, he kicks it back in again, and Middleton will have an easy day. So big cheers,
mate, that was awful for McKenzie, wasn't it? Real waste.
Middleton plays the ball forward quickly, Nicky Boulding on a hat-trick. 2 goals in 5 minutes, Mansfield 2, Notts County 0. How does that have a nice ring to it? Hamshaw tracking back, terrific challenge by Hamshaw, but the referee sees that. Into McKenzie, shifts it towards the edge of the area. Stay on your feet, Mansfield. Defend. Hector Stam has it. Two players around him. Shifts it towards the back post. How wide. And that may be the final chance of the game, Steve Archer. Mansfield could, well could, have a clean sheet. Hurricane LMK dogs one. The noise around us goes up again, and up again, another level.
Got a bad game before, but she won a super mistake.
4 points from two games, that's it. It's four from the first 10 games. That's for progress. That's from Colin in Hertfordshire. Absolutely right, Colin. The referee looks at his watch. One clearance. And that's it! Yes! 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 Mansfield down 2, Notts County 0. And Adler Portman, you'll have to go back to the takeaway. So, for you today, the wise old owl, the wise old man, stood to Marley Lane once and decided to field mill with him. The yellow and blue man of Billy Dearden has outfought, and his players have outfought Notts County this afternoon. They were under pressure for long periods at the start of the game. They were under pressure towards the break. They were under pressure at the start of the second half. But my God, Steve Archer, have Mansfield deserved this 2-0 win today?
They have indeed, Nigel. Yeah, they're getting a good standing ovation from the fans, aren't they? You know, everybody, even Phil Mill with quotes at the start of the programme. Just how much a good field good factor there was putting around Phil Mill this afternoon. It's stopped there all day, isn't it? Stopped there all day.
But the Sacks players team getting an ovation. Absolute standing ovation. James Derrick down there, and he's shaking the hands of his Mansfield Town players as they came off. A proud man, James Derrick, and he will be delighted, absolutely delighted, that this club has picked up the 3 points this afternoon on what hopefully will prove to be some form of a resurrection of Mansfield's fortunes this season.
Look
at the ovation, absolutely tremendous. It's a stark contrast, Steve, isn't it? From the type of sending off the Mansfield players have had so far this season. Real applause, genuine applause from the Mansfield faithful. For what they've seen this afternoon, Steve, has been a team that has battled, and then when the chips were down, they battled some more.
It is indeed, yeah, there's a lot of pride to be taken out of this afternoon, Nigel. Wasn't the best game of football in the world, was it, you know? But at the whole point is, Notts County were set to practically no chance of score, weren't they? You know, let's be honest, you know, it was kept a clean sheet. I don't think there was ever any doubt that Manchester were going to keep a clean sheet this afternoon. I don't think Wolverhampton had a serious take to make all afternoon. And more importantly, going at the other end, when you needed to put the chances away, Manchester have put them away. We created the best chances in the first half, although not having a great life share possession, we have moved the team more liable to go on and win, and thankfully that's entirely what we've done this afternoon.
Full-time scores, Rochdale 1, Preston 1, full-time Bury 1, Stroger 1, full-time Nottingham Forest 0, Doncaster Rovers 0. Steve, apart from galvanising the players, what this will do also will galvanise the fans as well again, won't
it? Well, yeah, like you said, we mentioned at the start of the programme, Nigel, there was a feel-good factor around the whole place this afternoon. You know, if you don't know it, what was that to do with why there was so much optimism, why there was so much, you know, just enthusiasm towards the whole game. You know, I don't know why it is, but it was plain to see. I think that's transmitted through to the players today. It's been rough. There was an almost perfect performance from Mansfield. We beat Notts County 2-0. We kept Notts County to long-range efforts, if any. We've looked combative, we've looked efficient, we've looked okay going forward. First off, I didn't think Brownie and Hamshaw really did enough in the game to warrant the starting sorts in place on the side, but in the second half they came out and proved a point and played well.
Another excellent win, nicely set up for an England win tonight in the rugby.
Well, let's hope so, and let's hope Lewis knows where Blake Pedal is, just the rink one in the Formula 1 car. And let's hope that he can go backwards around the...
What was the attendance from Adam? I didn't hear the attendance from Adam at all through the game. No. We'll try and find that out.
1,923.
Do you know what the attendance was before you disappear?
Okay,
just give a word that we're going to find out now in a moment or two. Mixed feelings and all for that man, but we'll talk about that live on air. But just going back to this afternoon's match, Steve. I think the other crucial thing as well, we have to mention the fact that Mansfield have kept a clean sheet for the first time this season.
I know. I'm absolutely bloody flabbergasted, actually. Well, you see, we'll have to make sure that Mr. Ferguson is just going to walk the second half.
Lucky Charles appeared again this afternoon.
Because absolutely abysmal Derby Day defeat against Chesterfield, and just such a stark contrast this afternoon. Absolutely superb.
And just moving on, a difficult game next week. Mansfield Women 3.2, Jason Harrison will bring you the live commentary here on Stags World. But a difficult game next week when you consider that Shrewsbury have got off to a flyer at the new Gay Meadow as well, Steve.
Yeah, it's going to be a difficult game next weekend, that's for sure. But the main difference is I feel confident in Stags of going there and getting a result, and I'm sure the players now, after a performance like that this afternoon, and an important 3 points and an important 2-0 scoreline, I'm sure they'll not be fearing going to Shrewsbury. After all, even Chesterfield beat them there.
One of our regular cohorts is Martin Shaw, who's one of the...
He's been helping Jason Harris with...
Certified club historians. Martin, we were just saying, not only is it a morale-boosting win, but I think also, let's mention also the fact that Stags kept a clean sheet and the fans as well. Those 3 points, those three issues, okay, so a win,
yeah,
a clean sheet and the fans.
Can I just say something before you start? It's sat there like that, it looks like one of these Chinese Elvis Presley impersonators. It's sat there as if he's going to pile away with a karaoke song above my tender. Pile away, Martin.
Well, it's been an absolutely fantastic afternoon, hasn't it? The first half was pretty even stuff, wasn't it? Both teams looked okay going forward, defences were really on top, but it was pretty entertaining stuff, I thought, the first half. 0-0 was certainly the right result at half time. And obviously the moment that changed the game was the penalty when Hampshire...
Did you see it as a penalty?
Yeah, I thought it was a clear penalty. For me, Hampshire was needlessly brought down because I didn't think it looked like a goal scoring opportunity. I immediately thought it was a penalty. Ref gave it. Mickey Balding fired it low and hard down the middle. If Wilkinson had stayed where it was, it would have cannoned off his legs and probably reached the halfway line. But he dived, fortunately for us, he went straight down the middle. An effective penalty from Mickey Balding. After that, Mickey Balding, I thought, was absolutely superb. Took the second goal absolutely brilliantly.
But Simon Brown's work to win the ball initially was superb.
Played by Simon Brown. I think the Notts County defence will be very disappointed that they let Simon Brown get the ball across to Mickey Balding. And I think, to be honest, Charlie McFarlane, the Notts County manager, is going to be pretty unhappy with the way that both goals they've given away.
What do you think this makes Declan Donnelly, I think?
Over his head,
that one. Slightly over my head. I will carry on anyway.
I'll explain that in a minute.
Okay. Brilliantly taken by Mickey Balding, wasn't it, that second goal? I think Kevin Pilkington, possibly a question mark whether he should have saved that. It's been like a couple of goals this season where Muggleton and White have let balls underneath their body and you think, well, should they have saved that? Mickey Balding hit it with a bit of power, but it was pretty much under
Kevin.
And then Mickey Balding had absolutely fantastic effort with a header from across from the left-hand side. I think it was from Dan Martin. And Mickey Balding, it was a header like Ray Clark might have put in 1975.
Wow.
A magnificent header. Yeah. And it just went past the post with Pilkington scrambling and would have got nowhere near it. I thought that was almost the moment of the afternoon. Brilliant stuff from Mickey Balding. Brown had a couple of chances after that. Balding and Brown, I thought, were superb together in the second half.
What about the first half? So I thought Simon Brown and Matty Hampshire in the first half, Martin, to be overcritical. Because you can when you've won 2-0. I thought they were very, very disappointed.
Well, Matty Hampshire's first five set pieces were all absolutely useless. And then finally, the sixth one he put in was a brilliant one, which Johnny Mullins headed and was cleared off the line. But it took five attempts before Matthew Hampshire put a decent
score.
And I thought it was a very poor first half, but he improved a lot.
I actually said that Matthew Hampshire winning the penalty was the first positive contribution. It put into the game all afternoon. It's hard to knock any of them, isn't it? So convincingly 2-0.
They're dealing serious issues.
That was right. Well,
boys, just quantify what this win means. Apart from the fact that it's a local derby, which is great, you know, Frank and Rice are great. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, we'd have talked 2-0 against anyone this afternoon. But let's just quantify for a moment this win. My personal view is that if this doesn't kick start us now, then I fail to see what really can.
Yeah, I mean, it should do, because, you know, we, basically after every game that we've failed to win, once we've been bottom of the table, it's felt like a catastrophe when we've lost it. It's been doom and gloom, you've been thinking we're getting further and further adrift, and we played so well at Barnet last week, and to come away from that game failing to win it felt really bad, even though in the end we were hanging on for a draw. It's been so vital, each game on game, as the season has moved on, that we won games. It's just felt absolutely vital that we won. And today, at the end of the first half, I wasn't feeling particularly confident. It looked to me as though it was going to be a draw, or possibly Notts County would miss it. And it's been so important to come away with a victory today. The first clean sheet of the season was absolutely massive as well. Because, to go for such a long time, failing to have a clean sheet. And let's not forget the end of last season as well. We didn't hold a clean sheet at the end of last season. I think we only won one of the last 10 league games at the end of last season. That means in the previous 21 league games before today, we'd only won two of them. And that's absolutely appalling run.
As a football manager yourself, what will that mean to Mansfield's back four?
So the back four, it will be
because
an illegal injection of pure bliss.
They would have felt so much pressure before today, of course. All the onus is on them, isn't it?
Goalkeepers take pride in clean sheets. Defenders take pride in clean sheets. And clean sheets breed confidence.
And Dan Martin was awesome.
Oh, he's played superb. There's one or two times his distribution let him down, but those poor bits of distribution were made up for by good bits of distribution where he shouldn't have got the ball down the line. Do you understand what I mean? The positives outweighed the negatives as far as Dan Martin went this afternoon. I thought he was energetic. I thought he followed his line well. He followed the back line well. His positional sense was perfect. His balls down the line were perfect. His tackling was perfect. I thought, I'm going to agree with you, rather than giving it Mickey Balding man of the match, despite two great goals, I actually thought Dan Martin was really close.
And what about Gels then? Would you bring Gellerman back in, or would you bring Dan Martin in?
I don't know if you noticed, but right in the second last minute of stoppage time, Gellerman had a go at hacking down one of their players, and I thought, what on earth are you playing at, trying to give away a free kick in that position? It was totally unnecessary. It just reminded me of the unnecessary penalty that Gellerman gave away against Accrington Stanley. It was absolutely terrible, and I couldn't understand really why Bearden brought Gellerman on actually in that situation where we were defending a corner. Why on earth would you make a change in that situation with just a minute or two to go? I couldn't understand it. For me, Gellerman has been dreadful this season and doesn't warrant a place in the team. I couldn't understand why he came on as substitute.
Every other week, you hear the dulcet tones of Jason Harrison. Jason, just a quick word. I know you're in a rush, but you've seen Mansfield when Mansfield have not got what they deserve. How do you see it today?
I've got what they fully deserve today, absolutely. I was saying in commentary on 103 this afternoon, we said last week when it was in the final 4 or 5 minutes or so against Barnet, when Barnet had a shot and it deflected off a Stags defender and hit the post and went away, cannoned away. That could have quite easily gone in the net. Barnet could have won 2-1 and it would have been a whole different thing. At that point, I turned to Jonathan Delia and said, is our season turning? And you know, Jonathan Delia went, yeah, it's turning.
terrible impression.
You know who it was. I think that's what's happened today. The little rubs of the green were going Mansfield's way today. 50-50s have got
the penalty
That's a vital thing.
You and your radio station have been urging the Mansfield public to get back behind the club. Mm. They've done that today.
Absolutely.
In spades, and that is also key as well for this
Absolutely.
Football club to go
Fantastic
forward.
Fantastic to hear them. I mean, we were mentioning it on air as well. The fact that when it was still 0-0 and it was a bit of a lull at the start of the second half, there was suddenly a crescendo came up and they went up in the notch or two. And that was fantastic to hear. And it was great to hear from the Stags fans to come here today and support the Stags, even when it wasn't going quite right. So I said to Martin, Everton, it's quite easy for Stags fans and fans of any club, if you're bottom of the table and you start seeing things not quite going your way, to start getting on their backs. But they didn't do that today. They got right behind them, and the end result, a 2-0 victory, and we mullered Notts County. Absolutely mullered them. They are a poor side, and I think they'll flatter this evening. I think we'll be a good Notts County by the end.
Well, Jason, we'll be with you back a week today at the new Gay Meadow, so thanks very much, Jay, for that. Really appreciate your input, and I'm sure the Stags World listeners will look forward to hearing you next week. So, boys, finally, just in summary, we've had four really strong Stags fans' opinions of today's game. I think, finally, just I'll leave you with this thought, and you two can just mull it over just briefly. It's important now that they take the massive positives out of this game. It's going to be a difficult game next week, but again, if we can go and do what we did to Barnet, when Barnet were on a high, there shouldn't be any reason why Mansfield can't build on this next week at Shrewsbury.
Yeah, I mean, Shrewsbury started the season very, very well, didn't they, in the new stadium, but they've had a poor run of late. I don't know how they got on today, but they have had a poor run of late, Shrewsbury, and if we play like we did at Barnet last week, I don't see any reason why we can't go that gear and get a draw, and maybe even get off as the way winner of the season.
Thanks very much to Martin Shaw. I'll just leave you with a few scores and then Steve's opinion on what Mansfield need to do next week. Full time, Stockport 1, Chester 2, Hereford 0, Milton Keynes Dons 1, so the Milton Keynes Dons march carries on. Chesterfield 1, Dagenham and Redbridge 1, Bury 1, Shrewsbury 1, so Shrewsbury got a good point away at Bury this afternoon. That's on the text from Wendy. Well, thanks very much for all your texts this afternoon. It's been absolutely fabulous. One more here. Bapper returns, clean sheet, buzzing with that win. Let's hope we move at the table now. It's a great commentary, boys. Thanks very much from Richie in Liverpool. Well, we've been intercontinental, we've been local, we've been everywhere this afternoon.
Liverpool, Berlin, Paris. I'll say Paris, and don't say Paris.
Well done, Stags. I saw them at Barnet and they got an ovation then. Great stuff. That's from Gerald, who's been to an 80th birthday. We thought he must have been a Notts County fan.
And they didn't get in till 10 to 5, so it's either finished really early or finished really, really late.
It must have been tea somewhere. So today will be a confidence boost, hopefully. Get them properly out of the rut. That's from Wendy once again, who assures me she's going out and having a few beers tonight. And her Norsk impression will come out. Steve said her Norbs will come out. I'm sure she said her Norsk impression. Just finally, boys, thanks very much for your input this afternoon. But this afternoon and tonight, when we're watching the England rugby, it'll be a good time to be a Mansfield town.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
A nice weekend for
you. Yeah, absolutely. It's been a long time coming, isn't it? I mean, the second win of the season, can you believe it, after 12 games? A massive win for Mansfield. We shouldn't get too carried away. We've still got a long way to go to get away from the bottom of the table.
There is a long way to go, but let me just wish a personal hope for successful pass on the back, and let's hope that it does them some good against the South Africans tonight. A good luck wish from me, and I'm sure Martin Shaw, to the England rugby team out in Paris. Let's hope that for the second time in history, or the first time in history, an English rugby side get to retain the World Cup and bring it back home to England. I'm sure it'll make another trip to Mansfield. It did about 4 years ago, Martin, had a little trip round the local rugby clubs round this area, and it was a proud time to be an Englishman. Let's hope it's going to be another proud time to be an Englishman come about 9:45 this evening. Good luck also to Lewis Hamilton. Let's hope that he figures out how to drive the wrong way around the track and gets that world title that he actually deserves. So that's a good win for Mansfield Town. 2-0 victors over Notts County here at Phil Mill. Let's hope for a successful England rugby performance tonight and a cracking Lewis Hamilton win in tomorrow's Grand Prix. It's all wedging its way towards what could be an absolutely